All right, we're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz after the news at the top of the hour, and this is Kent Lundquist along with my co-host Bill Satterlee, and I'd like to welcome you back for another fine hour of modern mainstream jazz. And we're going to kick it off by something by trumpeter Clifford Brown, who was a victim of the road. He died on a Pennsylvania turnpike on the way to a gig at the Blue Note Jazz Club in Chicago. And I can't remember if it was 54 or 55. He was all 25 years old. He was associated primarily with Max Roach, Clifford Brown, Max Roach Quintet, doing the hard bop scene on the East Coast. And he traveled out to the West Coast and cut an album on the Pacific Jazz label with Stu Williams on valve trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax. And this is a Clifford Brown composition called Dawood.
Thank you.
brilliant trumpet work of Clifford Brown from his Pacific Jazz album, the Clifford Brown Ensemble, and you also heard some fine work there by Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Stu Williams on valve trombone, Russ Freeman on piano, and that was a Jack Montrose arrangement.
I'm going to play something from the Oliver Nelson group. The CD is entitled The Blues and the Absolute Truth. And it features him on tenor and alto sax, Eric Dolphy on alto sax, Freddie Hubbard trumpet, George Barrow is on baritone, Bill Evans piano, Paul Chambers bass, Roy Haynes drums, doing a tune entitled Yearning.
Thank you.
That was Oliver Nelson's group, and I think I misinformed you as to what the title of the album was, and I wanted to make it absolutely clear it was The Blues in the Abstract Truth, doing a tune entitled Yearning.
To turn out to our old friend, you'll hear on this show off and on, and that's Al Cohn, great tenor sax man, composer, arranger. This is from his choral album, Al and Zoot. Of course, his soulmate on tenor sax all down through the years was tenor man Zoot Sims, who you just heard on the previous track, on the Clifford Brown Ensemble track. This is Just You, Just Me, and we've got our old buddy Mose Allison on piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, Nick Stadoulis on drums. Let's listen to Just You, Just Me. Thank you. tenor tandem of Al Cohn and Zoot Sims, both on tenor sax, just wailing away on an old standard, Just You, Just Me. It was cut on a choral album in March of 57. And you had our old friend on piano, later became kind of a folk jazz singer, Mose Allison.
I think you know from, if you listen to this show, that we're a fan of Marty Paich as a piano player and as an arranger. Jazz City came out with a CD, which I heartily recommend, called The Unique Orchestral Sounds of Marty Paich, the complete studio sessions for 1955 through 1956. There are 20 cuts, some feature the septet, some the octet, some the orchestra itself. I'm going to play something by the octet entitled Tenor's West, and it features Connie Condoli on trumpet, Bob Anavolson on valve trombone, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Marty Paich on piano, Joe Mondragon on bass. So let's listen to a tune entitled Tenor's West. Tune entitled Tenor's West, featuring Marty Paich and his orchestra.
Well, it's been a little while since we listened to the MJQ. That is the Modern Jazz Quartet with Mel Jackson on vibes, John Lewis on piano, Connie Kay on drums, Percy Heath on bass. So let's do something from their album Fontessa, cut back in 1956. This is a classic Mel Jackson composition called Bluesology. Thank you. swinging little blues composition written by Milt Jackson called Bluesology. That's the MJQ on a Fontessa label, cut back in 1956. Some fine piano work there by John Lewis. Also, a very nice brushwork by the drummer Connie Kay.
I'm going to play Count Basie. Verve came out with an album, April in Paris, featuring Count Basie. I'm not going to name all of the musicians in the orchestra, but the tune is one I think everyone kind of associates with Basie. It's called Corner Pocket.
Thank you.
Corner Pocket by Count Basie and his orchestra. And if you are only going to pick up one of the Basie or CDs, this would be one I would recommend.
Okay, now we're going to turn to alto sax man Lou Donaldson from his Blue Note album called Blues Walk. This is a title tune written by Donaldson, and he got it backed up here by Herman Foster on piano, Donald Bailey on drums, Peck Morrison on bass, and joining his Barretto on conga drums. Let's listen to Blues Walk.
Thank you.
That was Lou Donaldson on alto sax from his album Blues Walk. That was a title tune written by Lou. And Herman Foster on piano. You heard some nice Congo drums there by Ray Barretta in the background.
Herb Ellis came out with a CD entitled After You're Gone, featuring Ray Brown on bass, Jake Hanna drums, Pleas Johnson on tenor, Herb Ellis guitar, Sweets Edison on trumpet, and George Duke piano. And they're going to play a composition that is written by Sweets Edison called Homegrown.
Now it's chance for Harry Edison to get himself a little ass cap. He's written a tune. Anything he writes is earthy, so this is called Homegrown. Thank you.
was Herb Ellis doing Sweets Edison, Homegrown.
Okay, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Sally, and I'd like to remind you we're here every Sunday night from on 89.1 FM from 8 to 10, and I hope you'll join us again next Sunday night. We've got a great lineup of modern mainstream jazz for you. We've got time for one more track, and I'm going to do something by one of my favorite piano players, Red Garland. This is a great ballad. Actually, it was an R&B ballad by Percy Mayfield called Please Send Me Someone to Love.